Thank you and good afternoon. The California Highway Patrol around 1:30 this morning responded to a fatal single-vehicle collision that occurred near Cole Avenue in Eureka. Witness statements claim a female driver was going at speeds between 80 to 100 miles per hour when she lost control of her vehicle as it rolled across the southbound lanes of Highway 101. The vehicle came to rest near the railroad tracks west of the highway and the driver was ejected from the vehicle. Humboldt Bay Fire, City Ambulance, and CHP responded to the scene and determined that the driver succumbed to her injuries. No other parties were involved, and the victim's identification is being withheld at this time. The 74-year-old drowning victim found at Clam Beach Thursday morning has been identified as Eureka resident Alan Arthur Blomquist. Blomquist's body was found on the beach by visitors about a half a mile south of the parking lot. Blomquist was found in a wetsuit, and it appeared he had gone clamming at the beach by himself before the drowning occurred. No foul play is suspected, and the drowning appears to be accidental. Eureka police responded to a report of possible shots being fired at a residence in the 1100 block of Del Norte Street at about 10:15 this morning. Officers later determined that the incident had arisen from a dispute with roommates at the house and that a pump-action BB gun had been fired inside the house and the BB went through the window. There were no firearms involved in the incident and neither party involved wanted to pursue any further criminal action. The police have left it as a civil dispute. In response to today's vote on the state budget deal between Governor Jerry Brown and legislative Democrats, Assembly Republican leader Kristen Olson released a statement today regarding the budget. Olson said the following, "While the deal is based on fiscally sound revenue numbers, the majority party has passed two budgets in 2 days that fail to address California's priority, water, education, and transportation infrastructure." Olson also went on to say that while the final budget increases K-12 education funding, it shifts dollars away from the classroom and spends them on other programs, and the budget ignores the historic need to invest in our crumbling roads and highways. State Senator Mike McGuire sponsored a bill regarding rural school districts. Dan Squire has more.
State Senator Mike McGuire, who represents the North Coast, has sponsored a bill aimed at ensuring that rural school districts get access to funding for career training programs. McGuire's $400 million Career and Job Skills Act has passed out of committee and will be voted on in the Senate and the Assembly in the coming days. If passed, the bill would authorize the funding to be used for career technical education programs at middle schools and high schools, and it includes elements that will ensure that smaller and rural districts like those on the North Coast get a fair share of that funding. McGuire said in a statement that, "We know that results-driven career technical education increases high school graduation rates and ensures students are prepared for the workforce."
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. County Supervisor Virginia Bass took some time to appear on Talk Shop this week, and the ongoing recruitment of bringing an airline carrier to the county was a topic of discussion. Earlier in the month, Bass went on a two-day trip for a conference in Seattle, where over 400 different airports and 26 airline carriers were in attendance. Bass said 10 of those carriers fit community needs, and she managed to talk to some of them.
Their focus was, you know, you guys are positioned in the right, you know, where you need to be now. And as the airlines start expanding again, you know, if we keep doing what we're doing and make sure that we're, you know, have the incentive programs that are flexible and have the good attitude in the community and work, you know, with the air carriers, we put ourselves in a much better place.
The support for recruiting an airline carrier to Humboldt goes past county residents, as Bass talked to a State Department official from Sacramento who showed support as well.
This gentleman from Sacramento, we met each other, you know, you meet people in elevators and you start talking. And he's actually involved with the state, you know, some State Department in Sacramento. And he looked, he goes, you know, you have so many of our employees that live up there and that have to travel up there. You know, we really need the flight back.
Bass said it's not just Humboldt that's dealing with this problem, as Sonoma County is dealing with the same issues as well. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.